got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. And yesterday, fellowship, amazing again. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And by the way, you can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And I'm going to get to my brand new biblical question here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? It's supposed to rain. And apparently I'm being told it rained some last night here in L.A. But apparently, and according to the weather, it's going to be raining starting today until Wednesday, I believe, and maybe Thursday, but no Wednesday. What a mess. And then the rain came. And then the rain came. Amazing. It is Monday. And we take all calls. But because we love the females, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77-53-773. Yesterday at the fellowship, during the fellowship, and you can check it out if you were not there or didn't get a chance to catch it live at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. We dealt with the last week biblical question of what is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? And the chief cause, and that really amazing feedback, which was pretty much true too, just said in a different way. But the chief cause, and to add what we've been saying, the chief cause to spiritual sickness is unconsciousness, unaware. It's this chief cause of spiritual sickness. unconsciousness. And if you doubt, listen, you don't believe that. You're like, oh, I don't believe that. Become conscious and see the difference. Become conscious. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. And all sickness will disappear. The animal nature will disappear. Isn't that amazing? So for those men and women who are working on themselves around the world, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And don't fight it. Be aware of the sickness, but don't fight the sickness. Don't call it you. Don't argue with it. And just be aware of it until it's gone. And it will be gone. It will disappear. But you can't fight with it. You can't blame others for it. You can't be angry about it. You can't be anything but aware of it. That's the only thing you can do if you want to be free of your sickness. Now, I know some people love their sickness. They love their misery. They get thrill off of being wicked. And they call it love. It's not for you. It's only for the men and women who want to wake up and be present and be free. Now, I know most people don't want that because they are children of the lie of Satan and they have no love at all. There is no love in anger, period. Now, you can lie to yourself if you want. But you're just a liar. And you want to be angry because you love the thrill of being angry. Amazing, huh? Brand new. Let me just say this first. It is so much fun overcoming. It is so much fun. You want to have real, real fun? There is fun in them, their heels. You want to have real, real fun? Work on yourself. And watch the joy that comes, natural joy, from overcoming. As you see, you overcome. Amazing. So, the brand new biblical question. Get ready. Get set. Go. The brand new biblical question. Another doozy. Another Kamotele boo. Why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? Tell me why. Why must I wait until tonight? Why does violence happens? You ever wonder that? And in today's world, everybody and their mama violent, except for baby Jessica's daddy. That is amazing. Okay, let me go overseas and talk to a first-time caller, Nikolai. Nikolai? Derek, tell me Nikolai. Nikolai.
Yes, sir.
Nikolai, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh. all I wanted to say was praise Jesus. And while I'm on the air, that's amazing.
Amazing.
That's it, sir.
Thank you.
What was that?
Thank you. That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Are you working on yourself while overseas?
Yeah. I do the best I can, you know.
Have you dropped your anger?
I'd say as best I could, yeah.
And so have you dropped it?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
And for the most part means what? What does that mean, most part? Either you have dropped it or you're not. What do you mean by most part?
Okay, I'll tell you what I mean. I'm not perfect. So every now and then, you know, I fall into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I come right back out, you know, however that comes to, but I'm not perfect.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
Oh, great. You went to her?
Yes.
Right on. Well, do the silent prayer and stay with that man. It only gets better.
Yes, it does. I am 22, and you're preaching. You're preaching, so thank you.
Right on. Will you stay with it? I wish you well. How long are you going to be overseas?
I've been overseas for a little, like 2 years, just about 2 years. I'm finally getting off overseas in a few months.
Oh, right on.
Sure.
Amazing. Well, thank you for your call, and you stay on it, man. Stay with it, and be careful overseas.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. To everyone watching, praise Jesus. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Let me go to Randall, a first-time caller out of M-I, Cricket Ladder, I, Humpback. Ah, that's how you spell Mississippi. Randall, you are on the air.
Oh, Jesse, it's been a long time since we've had a good talk. It's good old Uncle Randall Ruckus.
Amazing.
You keep pushing that good word about them white folk that's out here just making the world a safer and better place, especially protecting it from them nappy-headed negros. We got to stay together. Jesse, you, my friend, you not black, you full Cherokee Indians. And let me tell you something else. That Nickelodeon, what was his name? I forget his name. Nikolai, whatever his name. He is perfect. He got that beautiful, glistening, brilliant white skin.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Randall. I can't play but a minute here because of time, but I appreciate it.
God bless you, Jesse. You keep on keeping on.
I will, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. It's Monday. Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on YouTube, Bond YouTube, no, JLP YouTube, Nikki M, new member. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it.
Alfredo R, amazing Friday.
Oh, amazing.
A late coming, not too late. I was late in seeing it. Over on Cash App.
Thank you.
That's Bond to JLP on Cash App.
I appreciate it.
Over the weekend, Identity Christ is bought a coffee. If all thoughts are all lies all the time, quote unquote, is a true statement. When I, quote unquote, tell myself all thoughts are all lies all the time, am I lying to myself? It's a bit confusing how a statement that is true can be a lie in my head. It comes off as contradicting. Please make it make sense. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Amazing. Thank you. Break it down to a simple question.
If this person thinks all thoughts are all lies all the time, is that a lie?
Is it a lie that all thoughts are all lies
no.
all the time?
Is it a lie if she's or he's thinking it?
No. I mean, I don't understand that. I don't really understand the question.
Okay. Because some people say, that's a thought, that all thoughts are all lies all the time.
But if you're conscious of yourself speaking that, how is it a thought?
Interesting. No, that was a question.
That's a question. I'm not quite clear. I think I know what you mean, but I don't want to respond not clear to the question. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Another from Identity Christ is reality the truth?
Yes. The only thing that's the truth is right now, right here, all the time. Amazing.
Another from, a coffee from Spanky Spank. Jesse, can you explain more on why men should not be in the room with a woman giving birth and going with the woman for her pregnancy checkups, please? My wife says I'm a beta for not wanting to be there as support, quote unquote, in the room where she will be delivering the baby.
Why she needs support? They're going to have the doctors and the nurse there. What are you going to do? And it's gross seeing what happens when the baby's coming out. And it's a turnoff to a lot of men once they see it. So men never did that before. The women forced them to do it. You're not in the operating room by yourself. You have nurses and doctors in the operating room. And so do what you want, man, but I would recommend you not go in there. If she's that lonely, then she hadn't been again pregnant to have a baby. You got to follow her all the way in the operating room. What the? Delivery room. And why she can't go to the doctor by herself? You got to go to work. Why is your wife so insecure? You got to be everywhere with her. It's just another form of control. That's all it's about, controlling. The ego want to always control, and that's why she's doing it. Amazing. Thank you.
Jermaine, yesterday, answering the biblical question, the older biblical question about what is the chief cause of spiritual sickness.
Okay.
Playing God.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Bristol NLP, please ask Raymond.
Ask.
Which floor he is on. We all love Raymond.
We love Raymond. Don't give up, Raymond. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Mari, you, says, happy Sunday, everyone, and JLP crew. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. My husband and I celebrated 21 years together, and we wanted to thank you, heart.
Right on. Congratulations. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Nilla Thrilla has been a member for 10 months on the Bond YouTube channel, saying they call him King.
They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king, and they hold king rallies around the world. They call him daddy. They say daddy is home. I call him the great white hope.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
Amazing. The great white hope. Thank you.
Marcus.
I didn't mention Cash App. I mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Cash App.
Bond JLP.
Cash App.
Cash App.
I mentioned Super Chat at jesseleepeterson.com. JLP dot, what is it?
It's buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk is one of the ways.
And did I mention Cash App?
Bond JLP on Cash App.
Nick told me that I did. But okay, thank you though. I appreciate it.
Marcus G59, be grateful for what God gives you and what you have now. If not, suffer and see how that's going to go for you. 100.
I think that, you can expect these type of things, I guess, in a fallen state. But I noticed that most people are not grateful. They're not satisfied with what they have because they keep looking ahead or comparing themselves for more. And they want what somebody else have. So they're never satisfied with what they have. Be satisfied with what you have and then more will be added to you. You'll see your way out. But don't keep looking at the Joneses. Are the Joneses white?
Yeah.
The Joneses are white. And try and want what they have. God is not judging you based on what you have or don't have. Amazing. We mentioned that yesterday in fellowship. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus G. Norris T. Top of the morning to ya.
Top of the morning. Thank you.
Skip Laug, the view.
Laug, Skip.
The view from the roof is key awesome. All you basement dwellers need to keep. And he says something that I'm not sure I'm going to repeat for the sake of just to be, play it safe. Crane emoji, Eiffel Tower emoji, and merry-go-round horse emoji.
And so who was that?
Skip Laga.
Skip is referring to yesterday's fellowship where we discussed that this year you're coming out of the basement. You're going to leave the first floor, and you're going all the way to the third floor. I mean, 30th floor, maybe beyond. You can get to the 100th floor if you want to, but most people are not ready for that yet. So I'm like, you're going to go to the 30th floor this year. We can't play with the deceiver anymore. He wants you to stay in the basement. He wants you to stay at the first floor and pretending you're on the 100th floor. 100th floor. Isn't that amazing? So just like last year was an amazing growing period. This year we're taking it further. So get ready. Climb the stairway to heaven right here on earth. Amazing. Thank you.
Judy the Lady Pug on pilled.net gifted the cookie for your coffees.
Thank you, Judy. Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Chuck and Jivin', on a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm?
Amazing. Thank you.
It sounds like maybe lyrics?
It sounds like a song, yeah.
Yeah. Marilyn bought a coffee. Fellowship was amazing, Uncle Jesse. We are blessed to have you on this journey that we're on. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without you.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's amazing. By the way, we're having a women's forum this Thursday. It is the third Thursday of February already, believe it or not. So the ladies' forum this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Popcorn's Thump Keg. Jesse, I often hear you say a lot of people know about God, but they don't know God. Is that correct?
Yes.
Really quick questions. Do you know God?
You can know him. Without a doubt.
And if yes, how do you, Jesse, know that you know God?
You get to know him and you'll find out. Amazing.
And who is God?
You'll see if you stay present. He will reveal himself to you. And Enoch walked with God. According to the word, Enoch walked with God, and Enoch was no more. That's what deep I don't know to do with it. What do you think about that?
It's interesting.
What do you think about that, Inkabe?
Cool. This sounded cool earlier when you said, that's what I'm trying to say.
Enoch walked with God, and Enoch was no more. One thing for sure, and without a doubt, really, just so for sure, and I don't want to sound all religious, because religion is a mess, but you can walk with God. You can walk with God. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Thank you, Popcorn. Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer about violence.
What? Why does violence happen?
The devil tells people anger is strength and you get a big thrill from violence. When I reflect on why I was violent, it really happened because of fear. Fear of losing power, reputation, and respect.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
10 coffees from Kevin 211-211. Great church yesterday, Jesse, and all that was there. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. It was. Check it out, rebuildingaman.com/church. It was amazing.
Anthony L. with the big open smile emoji sticker thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony L. Oh, amazing. Thank you for helping us to help others.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled. Hey, now, there's only one Uncle Ruckus, and he's on the screen right meow. Big smile, colon D. LOL, not half bad, needs work.
Thank you.
This is Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very nice. And let me check over here. It looks like, y'all, that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate the help.
Oh, Pastor Chatelet gave a bunch of emojis that I won't take the time to read at this moment. But thank you, Pastor Chatelet, on Rumble.
Right on. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
All is well.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
Okay, that means you can. Anyway, yeah, so I was watching Fellowship and from Sunday.
Okay.
And I have been working on myself very thoroughly. And I noticed that my mind keeps saying that I need to go back and forgive, not my parents, but just other people in my life that have done me wrong in some type of way. Even though I don't really feel like I resent them. I mean, I will say there has been like lots of people who have crossed me in bad ways, like sexually and everything. But I just, the devil keeps saying, like, you need to go and say you're sorry for resenting them. Like, even my brother, like, weird things happened sexually as a kid. His friends did stuff. Some of my best friends growing up have been very awful.
Well, why are you listening to the devil? You don't see clearly that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
You want to know, I actually have seen that clearly.
So then why would you even consider what the devil is telling you right now?
Because I notice in Fellowship, you often say the biggest thing the devil keeps you from is forgiving others. And for some reason, my mind instantly goes to me needing to go say sorry for resenting
but
them for something
your,
that happened.
Is your mind or the devil's mind?
Devil's.
So why would you even consider that? Why not just let that pass?
Because I'm not for sure in my heart if I actually resent them for that or not.
So why don't you just let it pass and don't even give it any thought at all when it thoughts come like that? Let the thoughts pass.
If that is a question, can I answer that question so you understand me better?
I already understand that you're just listening to thoughts and you still believe them. And that's why you think you got to walk around the world and forgive everybody. You're forgiving your parents, be done with forgiveness and just live the life.
Yeah. And so if the devil's bringing up something that happened as a child from somebody that is not because I resent them. That's because the devil's trying to keep me in a loop of just unnecessary forgiveness.
Absolutely. He's lied to you.
I figured that because
he's lied to you and you keep telling you, oh, you need to go forgive some more. You need to forget now and live in the present. Stop living in your head.
So I should just let that pass and
yes,
know that.
Yes.
Okay, so when I forgave my parents,
yes,
I forgave everybody.
You did.
And I don't resent anybody
Not
anymore.
At all.
So I should seriously just live my life and forget about that as a whole.
Why are you repeating this over and over again?
Because what's
Hold
so
on a minute.
Crazy.
Hold on.
Okay.
What a mess. The answer is yes, drop it. Quick break, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77 Jesse. Number one, ladies forum this Thursday night. It is the third Thursday of the month. Men's forum every first Thursday night. Ladies this week at 7 p.m. You're going all the way up to the 30th floor. You're going to leave the basement. You're going to leave the first floor. Amazing, huh? And don't forget to like these videos. Like. Hit like. And support us on social media as well. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11, from 11 to 1. All right. Oh, amazing. Let me go quickly back to Cora. Cora.
Hi.
Do you clearly hear me saying that you don't need to go and forgive no one else? And you're listening to the devil, and he's confusing you because you still believe thoughts are true. If you didn't, if you knew clearly that all thoughts are all lies all the time, you'd be free of them, and the devil couldn't play tricks on you anymore.
So how do I know if I still resent somebody?
Why would you even think about that?
'Cause I don't know. Don't know.
Why is that even a part of your thinking? What would happen if you never thought about that again, Cora?
I probably would realize that that was so crazy, and I definitely don't
remember. So why don't you stop it? Why don't you drop it?
The fear.
Of what?
The fear of dropping it, and then when I get to heaven, God says, well, you still did resent so-and-so. And
what do you mean when
us.
You get to heaven? What are you talking about?
Oh, here we go. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm sorry?
I shouldn't have said that, because I guess that's another thought. Right?
You're thinking about heaven, and you haven't even finished your job on earth. Why don't you live on earth first and let heaven take care of itself? And why don't you just live in heaven? Why don't you live in heaven right here on earth?
I want that. I do.
You can have that if you stop believing thoughts. That's all you need to do.
When you say something in church and my mind instantly, like, puts this whole narrative together, I really think it's important that I ignore that, because it happens so quick I almost can't even catch it.
If If you practice staying present, you will catch them. And in the meantime, when you see the thoughts working on you like that, just realize you're in the thought and come back to present. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. All right?
Yes. You've actually told me this before, which is kind of crazy. So this exact, I think I asked the same exact question.
Because you still listen to you still listen to the evil, and you still believe it's you.
So as long as I just doubt it, I can just be done.
Yes, Corey. Cora.
That's gonna make me do it just because you're just fed up. I'm fed up too. Trust me.
If you were fed up, then you would stop listening to them.
Yeah.
If you were tired of these living with thoughts, you would let them go. But you're not tired. Right. You're not fed up because you still believe them.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Absolutely, and during the day.
All right. Well, just stay with it and just know all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All right? And stop. Yeah. When those things telling you stuff like that, just be aware that they're telling you that, but don't communicate with them. Don't. Mm-hmm. Just go on with your life. You're doing fine.
Amen.
All right?
Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. So remember that, before I go back to the callers here, remember that video that the Great White Hope put up when he was talking about, I believe, immigration? I could be wrong. And apparently at the end of the video, there was a picture of, or something, a video of the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and Big Mama Michelle dressed in monkey suits or something. And the Democrats and the liberal had a hissy fit. And it's funny, they didn't have the same hissy fit with Joe Biden was put into a monkey suit or something. But they pretend they really care about the fallen Messiah, Big Mama. Well, the fallen Messiah, Barack, responded to the video, ABC 13. Barack Obama responded to the racist video posted by President Donald Trump. Watch this from ABC News.
Switching gears for a moment here. For the first time, former President Obama is publicly addressing President Trump's racist post depicting him and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. What is he saying?
Yeah, this was on a podcast interview. It was wide-ranging, and the former President Obama, he discussed how there is no longer any decorum, but he said that most Americans still find this kind of behavior troubling. He also said there's a, quote, clown show that's happening on social media and television. Take a listen.
First of all, I think it's important to recognize that the majority of the American people find this behavior deeply troubling. There's this sort of clown show that's happening in social media and on television, and what is true is that there doesn't seem to be any shame about this among people who used to feel like you had to have some sort of decorum and a sense of propriety and respect for the office, right? So that's been lost.
Right. When did the Democrats have respect for the office or pride or anything like that? When? Remember, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Remember that? It's all the game. Was there pride in letting the Al Sharpton come to the White House over and over again, according to reports? Was it a sense of pride when it was reported that the fallen Messiah Barack went off on black men? because he wanted them to vote for Kamala Harris. Was that? That was so, I was so proud of you, Barack. That's like a sense of pride. Remember that from NPR and CBS News? This was back in October 2024. Barack Obama had a blunt message to black men in Pennsylvania. Get behind Vice President and get out to vote. He said something like that enthusiasm seemed to be more pronounced with black brothers. Black power. Black brothers, black power. Watch this from CBS News and X.
Right now, we want to turn to the upcoming election. Former President Barack Obama spent yesterday on the campaign trail in the swing state, the battleground state of Pennsylvania. And he delivered a blunt message to black men about why he believes they should be supporting Vice President Kamala Harris over Donald Trump.
We have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout as we saw when I was running. And that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly. When you have a choice that is this clear, when on the one hand you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles, pain, and joy that comes from those experiences. He's had to work harder and do more and overcome. And you're coming up with all kinds of reasons and excuses. I've got a problem with that.
Right, Big Mama. You got a problem with that. You got a problem with that. What does that mean? So Big Mama went and yelled at the brothers for not voting for Kamala Harris. This is why they want to keep black people angry and down and arguing with white folks and mad, because they want to use you. They want to come back and tell you to vote for Big Mama. I mean, vote for that guy, or you ain't a brother. She know your struggles. What struggles? She know your pain. She been through what you've been through. It's hard on a black man in America nowadays. You hear black people say that. And what does that mean? She went to college with you. The president says she went to college with you. Is that black enough for you? I would suggest do what you want. And you hear the media using the word racist comments. When did the media start using that word so much? You can be seduced by words. You can read the Bible and Satan seduce you with words, making you think that you're reading, that you know God. And he'll have you quoting the Bible, or the preacher will read the Bible, the word, and then they'll quote it and make you think. That's all you need. You just need the word. And the words cannot take you to God. The word is not God. The word takes you to, the word point the way to God. But they're fallible. Fallible. What's that word, Nick, when they're not perfect?
Fallible.
Fallible. The words are not fallible, but you think you have the infallible word because you read it or someone like Barack said it. And you'll go around quoting the Bible just like the fallen Messiah is quoting a lot to these people about, you've been to this and you did this. You went to college with you because you're not aware. And one last one. Was it classy? Was it right? Was it honesty? When Big Mama Michelle, did she show decorum? DeCrom when she complained on her podcast. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. People gone crazy. Tell me, is this like, this is so perfect, right? According to the Father Messiah, Time of India has reported back in April 24, 2025, so-called First Lady Michelle opened up about the stereotype of the angry black woman, adding that black women rarely articulate their pain. Yeah, right. That's all you ever hear from them. They articulate it to the children. They articulate it to the world. That's all they ever do is complain. Big Mama Michelle been in the White House, and she's still complaining. Claiming that black women rarely articulate pain, often because nobody ever give us permission to do that. They need to tell you to shut up. Watch this from X.
We don't articulate as black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, there's no they care.
If we knew, I think we would care. If we knew.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew.
Or, you know, yeah. And we have to ask ourselves, the men in our lives is, you know, why wait to be asked? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like what we go through is pretty obvious. I mean, maybe we're not complaining, but we're actually living life out loud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you shut up, somebody may ask what's wrong. But you never shut up. The black woman never shut up. So somebody should say, what's wrong? You quiet. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Bella out of San Diego, California. Bella, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
can
Bella.
Hi, can you hear me?
No.
All right. So.
Amazing.
Okay.
How come people ask me, can I hear you?
That's fine. You guys always do this. I have elders in my life. But my question was, I have a couple of questions now that you've been talking.
Okay.
When I first called you, no, the second time I called you, I was saying you were fear-mongering.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just scared of everything. And then my second thing is, okay, people, the doormat
you
thing.
Say I'm
I understand
of everything?
That. I was saying you were scared of everything.
Oh, I
you're scared of. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But my real question is the doormat thing. I actually do agree with that. You should kind of lay down everything.
Yeah.
You don't need to fight every battle, for sure.
Yeah.
But at what point? So I did watch your church this past Sunday, and now we're trying to level up. So do we level up while also being a doormat, or what does that look like?
Absolutely. You level up by being a doormat, by laying your weapon down, and just simply stand present. Know where you are at all time. Know where you are at all time and what you're doing. You will level up to the second floor, third floor, fifth floor, and all the way up. Just by being aware.
I see what you're saying. So it's kind of like everywhere you are, be there.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, my father says the same thing.
Because your body could be at work,
anywhere.
But your mind is and thinking about yesterday, the day before, and what's going to happen, what did happen. Mm-hmm. Your mind will be something else. Keep your mind where your body is, and you'll level up.
I feel like you should. The thing is, like, that is so good, stoic, and perfect. But, like, when you start doing, like, the blacks and you start getting like caricature things, then it's kind of like, oh, we lose that part of it. Because I do agree with that part. Where
you
it's
lose
like,
what part?
Anywhere you are.
You lose what now?
I lose the part of, it starts being a caricature when you're just like, oh, the blacks and this and like, look at these blacks and all this stuff. Can you imagine? But then when you talk about that, because my dad talks about that. And my like, when I hear you talk about something like, okay, everywhere you are, there you are. You know what I mean? Like, you can be a doormat. It doesn't matter what floor you're on. The doormat is still there.
Are you saying that when I mentioned black, you're affected by that?
It's not about mentioning black.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think you're missing.
What
I'm saying is, you're missing the point of you are effective when you mention the, okay, the doormat thing, everywhere you are, there you are. You know what I mean? So no matter where the doormat is, you're on that level. But then you start talking about like other like little things where it's kind of like, okay, these are like nonsense things.
How is it nonsense?
I feel like it's nonsense.
Why is it
like,
nonsense?
What is that? Because it's not helpful.
What do you mean it's not helpful?
How is it helpful? You tell me how it's helpful.
No, you said it's not helpful. What do you mean it's not helpful?
It's not helpful because how is that adding to the progress?
Why would that bother you at all?
It's not. No, I didn't say bother. I said it's not helpful.
Well, what do you mean by
bother
helpful?
And helpful is,
hey, calm down. What do you mean by not helpful?
Is there a lag? Sorry, is there a lag?
Hold on a minute. Don't go anywhere, Bella. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jeff, a first-time caller out of San Diego. Wait till Bella calm down a little bit. I'll come back to her. Jeff, you are on the air. Hey, Jeff. Are you on mute? Okay. No, Jeff. Let me go to Norway and talk to William. William, you are on the air from Norway.
Hello.
Hey, William.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hi. I was watching your interview you had with this dating coach one time. And you told him to abstain from intercourse for 1 year and then do it like slowly, right?
I don't remember that.
Okay, but I was trying to do that this year. But yesterday I had this crazy dream when I have intercourse with my mother. And it's bothered me all day today, and I don't know what to do about this.
Well, don't worry about it. You're just unconscious. You weren't unconscious, that's all. Don't make that a big deal. And Satan was speaking to you while you were sleeping.
But shouldn't I resolve this?
I just told you how to resolve it. Hold on a minute.
How?
Hold on. 888-7753-773. 2 more hours to go. This hour's up. The fake news, not the fake news, is coming up. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Some serious mess going on in this here old, big, beautiful ball globe Earth. It is
the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday. Everybody loves the females. Hang tight, females, and other callers. On hold to get on back on air with JLP in the second hour coming right up, y'all. It is fake news, not fake news. Jesse Lee will be right back in just a moment or few, okay? And we'll get to your calls, more of your super chats. Thank you kindly. And more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, many so-called Americans will enjoy a day off for the federal holiday today. There's little agreement on what to call it, claims Commie Nonsense Network's Alexandra Banner. Depending on the state, it may be known as President's Day with an S and then apostrophe, like multiple it belongs to multiple presidents, or President's Day as if it belongs to one president, apostrophe S, or President's Day, no apostrophe, just plural. A subtle shift in the apostrophe placement or lack thereof has fueled decades of debate. I think it used to be called Washington's birthday, and then they added somebody else like Lincoln or somebody. And then I don't know. So happy President's Day regardless. And by the way, speaking of America, I heard that there is European official, some in the Sunday news from AP, far left AP, a European official dismissed the civilizational erasure, quote unquote, claims from the Trump administration. The Trump administration rightly pointed out that Europe has been surrendering their civilization, much as you see in up in Canada and even here in America. It's ridiculous. It's a shame. And they're trying to deny it. Typical. Nice. But anyway, Nancy Guthrie, speaking of civilizational erasure, she was kidnapped out of her home, they're saying, or taken out of their home, or we don't know what's gone on. Nancy Guthrie, the search for the missing 84-year-old woman, mother of Savannah Guthrie, a famous woman on the news, is now stretched into a third week after she was allegedly abducted from her Arizona home. I think it's southeastern Arizona. Is that where Tucson is? I don't know my geography, but I thought I saw a blip kind of in this sort of the southeastern quadrant of Arizona, if you will. Not too far from the Mexican border. And they have problems with illegals over there, but I don't know if it has anything to do with illegals or aliens or foreigners or anything. Nancy's daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, appeared to address her mother's alleged captors in another video posted to social media on Sunday. Quote, "It's never too late to do the right thing," she said, unquote. Meanwhile, investigators hope that DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, from a glove recovered from about 2 miles from Nancy's residence, mile and a half, 2 miles, will lead them closer to a suspect. Investigators have still not zeroed in on a leading motive for her disappearance, so said a source to Commie Nonsense. And the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, shutdown? It's shut down amid a bitter policy fight over immigration reforms. The funding lapse will not affect nationwide ICE enforcement, so said Border Czar Tom Homan. Nice. While Homan has stressed that he is not directly involved in the funding negotiations between congressional leaders and the White on the Inside White House, he has rejected several of the Democrats' proposed conditions. A major sticking point is whether immigration agents should wear masks covering up their faces during enforcement operations. Quote, "I don't like masks either. I don't like the masks either," unquote. But threats and assaults against ICE agents are rising, is what Tom Homan told CBS. And that's a fact. These men and women have to protect themselves, he said. And he's right about that. Duh. These communists. We need to crack down on these commies because they're terrorizing our beautiful law enforcement. And the Board of Peace, the first meeting of the Board of Peace, the Trump administration is making their plans for this Thursday in Washington, multinational organization tasked with resolving global conflicts. Interesting little development there. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, another doozy, for those men and women who want to overcome, who want to be free, to walk out of the prison of their minds. The brand new biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? It is everywhere nowadays. I mean, just literally everywhere, everybody and they mama are violent, except for baby Jessica's daddy. Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just can't stop and watch the show because you got to go and do what you got to do, you can listen on your phone. You can podcast, and you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe it's a spiritual battle, folks. And it's happening inside of you. Not outside of you, but inside of you, in each individual. And no one is to blame but you as an adult. It's you. It's all you to live your life freely or in prison. Let me just ask Hake this question, then I'll move forward here. Hake of the HakeReport.com and one of the experts here on the JLP show. Is today like Veterans Day or President's Day? I think I heard something like that, but it doesn't seem to be real.
It is President's Day, also known as Washington's birthday.
So today we should celebrate the Great White Hope.
Yes, we should celebrate him every day.
So today is President's Day, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean the banks and the post office, everything closed?
Ooh, Let me look.
My producer didn't mention to me it was President's Day today. So
it is a federal holiday, so I would imagine that the post offices and banks are closed.
Well, happy President's Day, Mr. President. And amazing. Enjoy your day. Amazing. Okay.
Nice.
I thought I heard that, but I didn't hear any more about it.
Right.
And so I wasn't for sure if it was real or not.
Derek says, oops, it is President's Day.
Yeah, it is President's Day. Amazing.
Officially, okay. It's Washington's birthday.
And that's why they call it President's Day?
Observed, of course. Yeah. Right.
But is Washington still living or dead?
I believe he's in heaven, meaning he's dead.
So how can we be celebrating a birthday?
Maybe that's why they call it President's Day. But, I mean, you can still be morbid and celebrate somebody's birthday after they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't consider that morbid. It's just, you know, it's a state, you know, national holiday.
Amazing.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Hate. Let me go quickly back to Norway and talk to William. So, William, out of Norway.
Yep.
Do you understand your dream about your mother was just a dream because you went unconscious and the devil is working your mind in the same way he does when your eyes are open and you're not aware?
I understand, but in the Bible...
There is no but. If you understand that it was just a dream and you were unconscious, there is no but to that.
Okay. But doesn't mean in the Bible people have dreams and they come true or they try to understand the dreams?
No, not those kind of dreams,
the message,
man.
From God or something?
No. I recommend, William, that you stay out of your thoughts while you're walking around. Keep your mind where you are, and you'll find yourself having less and less and less dreams when you go to bed at night. Because you're taking the dreams, unconscious dreams, and then the devil telling you, well, in the Bible they had dreams. And you think it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm doing the silent prayer like every day now.
But you still believe in thoughts, though.
Yeah, I fall into them.
Well, when it happens, just come back out of them. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing. You'll be fine, all right?
Okay, I have another question.
A dream is just a dream of an unconscious person. In the same way, when you're walking around, you're in your head, you're in a dream, an illusion.
I was thinking it was because I was abstaining from...
No, it had nothing to do with that, buddy. You're still into thoughts.
Okay, but do you still agree with what you said to the...
William.
Yeah?
Drop the thoughts. Yeah. Drop the butts and the thoughts.
Okay. My last question, how can I call here without paying? Or do we always have to pay?
Is there a way them to call from over?
I don't know. There was somebody who called in and mentioned a website, and I wrote it down somewhere, but I haven't found that website. So I think you just have to have an international plan unless you find some other alternative way online since they closed down Skype.
Okay.
All right. Stay with it, William. Don't give up. Just come back to present, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me see if Bella's phone is working now. Bella. Bless you. Bella, let's try it again.
Bless you both. Can you hear me well?
I can now. Go ahead.
I forgot what we were talking about before. You being scared of everything. But actually, I kind of want to move past that. I noticed you started calling the devil the small g. Why is that?
I'm sorry?
You started calling the devil
You know when you were talking about the devil is the woman's God?
Oh, yeah, because the devil is
now
not,
for small G.
He's not a real God. And so, but the people who believe him, in their mind, that is their God, a small G, not the big G, the real God.
Yeah, I remember when I called in the first time, actually. I was like, the devil can't be the God. Like,
the devil can't be what? She went on mute.
Come on.
Hold on, Bella. Something wrong with your phone. I don't look like you went on mute or something happened. Let me go to Derek and talk to you in a minute. Hold on. Let me go to first time caller out of Oregon, Tucson, I believe. Tucson, you are on the air.
JLP. JLP in the flesh.
Hey, Tucson.
Man, I love you. I'm working on perfect peace, bro.
Right on.
I'm trying hard, man. I was raised right, Christian. Both sides of my family, I'm mixed. My mama, white. My daddy, black as coal. I was raised in the church, raised right. And yeah, you know, the devil takes hold, man. He just does. And
why do you think you were raised? Why do you think you were raised right?
Okay, I'm going to say this one time, JLP, because I'm smart, but I love you, man. You are fixing my life in a certain way. But you got that. You are smart. You got the sophist argument from Socrates, but you work on language. But anyways, I will answer your question. So I can't believe I'm talking. Okay, what was the question? Why do I think I was raised?
You say you were raised in the church, and you were raised right?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Why do you say you were raised right in the church?
Well, we were saved. Both sides of my family.
You were saved from what?
Well, I accepted Jesus in my heart. Early. I knew right from wrong. Early.
And how did you know right from wrong?
It's been written for us. It's been written for us for years, but I was raised in the church on the King James. I mean, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith. If a man confesses the Spirit, then he should also walk.
Can I speak up a little bit?
Okay.
Did you have a question for me?
No, I'm answering your question. So how did I think I was raised right? I was raised in the church.
And why do you call that raised right?
Because the Bible has no questions. Just what you say.
But why do you call raised in the church raised right?
Is generations of people that submitted to God and didn't mess with no mess. And
you're not gonna ever find one person that was raised in religion and they were raised right. It doesn't exist. But did you have another question that you called about because of time?
No. School me, please.
I'm sorry? Hold on a minute, Tucson. Don't hang up. Derek, get his question clear for me because of time, and I'm not sure what he called about. Hold on, Tucson. What the? Amazing. Let me go to Heidi. Out of Canada. Hold on, Tucson. Heidi, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
Hey, Heidi. All is well.
Good, good. So I've called before, and since talking to you, I've been watching a lot of your fellowship, and your churches. And I realized that as a woman, I have a lot of evil in me, and I'm wicked, and sadness and guilt and anger. That's, you know, you ask, what are you? And it took me a week, and I realized that that's what I am. And you're right, I became the person I hate, which is my mother. And so what I did is I forgave her for taking me from my father. And I actually asked her, I forgave her in person before, but she asked me for forgiveness. So I figured I needed to do it your way. So I asked her if we could meet, and we had coffee, and I felt really awkward. And then I was wondering, why do I feel awkward? And it's because I'm so used to her being in control and dictating, even like she tried to pay for my coffee. And I was like, no, I got it, you know, just small things like this. And I told her, I forgive you for not protecting me. I know that you couldn't help yourself. And she started to cry, of course. And I got up and walked away.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Yeah. I just couldn't, like, I've never walked away from her in the middle of crying before. So I did that. And unfortunately, I can't find my father, but I've said out loud and in my heart that I have forgiven him for not protecting me from her. And so since then, I've been observing my thoughts, my emotions, not claiming them as my own. And I've noticed it takes away judgment, guilt, hate, takes away the ups and downs that you otherwise would feel because of your emotions, because you're feeling them. And I actually find myself laughing more because I'm laughing at the thought and or emotion because I'm not taking it seriously.
Beautiful.
And it's interesting because that was something, you know, it's not mine. The thought or emotion isn't mine. And so I'm almost looking at the thought or emotion from like a bird's eye view. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
And I'm laughing at them. And it's interesting because laughing and a sense of humor is something that I've been missing for years. So in doing this, it brought that back.
Right on. Laughing at the devil.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Exactly. And I have two sons, and so they're seeing me laughing, and in turn, you know, they feel more light, you know, and yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for that because it's made a big difference.
Well, you stay with it. And now all you got to do, really, this is all you got to do, is always keep your mind where your body. Know where you are and what you're doing at all times, and the light will do the rest. You just be present, and everything will change by itself.
Yeah. I'm even starting to change the way that I feel about my children's father. Like, I always felt like this weird, scared feeling, and now I can't put a finger on how I feel about him, but it's like I feel no hate anymore.
Beautiful.
And so it's working in many ways of my life. So yeah, thank you.
There was a young lady at fellowship yesterday. She said, Jesse, I realize now I don't hate my husband anymore.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him. It was in me. It was me. It was never him anyway.
Yeah.
And so that's the same thing just happening with you, with your ex. It is not about your ex. That anger or whatever you had toward him was inside of you, and he had nothing to do with it. It was already there when he met you.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking of, we've spoken once before. I've told you that he's in prison. And I'm actually thinking of even apologizing to him because, you know, we met when we were young and we had a tumultuous relationship. And now since, you know, living the way, like your way, and working on myself the way you say to, I've seen that I was horrible in that relationship. I was selfish and evil and wicked.
And it's like, how else was he supposed to respond to me, you know, besides the ways that he did? And it, and that also has turned completely my view of him and our past together that we had. And it's even opening up my mind to the idea of somehow bringing the boys back to their father, even though it's, you know, he's in prison, so it's not the best situation, but I'm trying to figure out.
Don't make plans. Just take one day at a time, and you will see what to do in every moment. So don't make future plans concerning psychological and emotional things. Just have a wait and see.
Yeah. I started to do that, and I stopped myself. I started to make plans. I started to go, well, maybe I could do this, and maybe I could do that. And then I thought, no, you know what? These are also thoughts that you need to observe and not claim as your own. Like, you know, it's tricky, but like you said, as long as you stick with it and apply it to all thoughts and all emotions, not just pick and choose.
That's right. Know? Amazing. Yeah. Well, you stay with it, all right?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, Heidi. Amazing. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me try Bella one more time here. Bella, did you have a question or something?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I forgot what we were talking about before because so many people came before me again.
You say what now?
We were talking about something. Oh, the small G with the devil.
Right.
So when did you start saying like actually saying like, no, small G? Because before you were like, okay, the devil is, you know, the woman's God. But then you started saying like, but it's a small G.
And why is that and important to you as to when I started saying that? Did you have a real question for me?
It's a real question only because I think when I started listening to you and you said, like, the devil is someone's God, that's when I called in the first time. And, you know, I was kind of, it was a little bit offensive because it's like the devil can't be a God. So then when you started saying, like, okay,
and why were you offended by that? Because anyone who has anger, resentment, strife, envy, jealousy, whatever. They Satan is their God.
Yeah, but like when you started saying the small G, I understood it more than when you're just saying like it's a God. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to go against you or anything. I'm just saying like I actually respected that more because yes, it's a small G where it can be something you kind of idolize or whatever the case. And I respected that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Amazing. Well, you stay with it.
And I'm staying with it, I guess. But also, one more thing. As far as, like, the past, I know we say there is no past. And I do think, because I talked to my stepdad about this, because he romanticizes the past, and I think you do in the same kind of way.
Who does?
It's like, well, no. Well, I'm talking about my stepdad.
Oh, he I romanticize the past.
Yeah. Yep. I'm gonna tie it together.
So what now?
You too.
Bella, I don't understand what you're saying because you said a whole bunch of side stuff. When you get your thoughts together, call me back because I waste enough time with you. Let me try Tucson out of Oregon again. Tucson. Let's try it again. Did you have a question for me about your family or something?
Earlier I did, but...
Hey, what's your question? You know,
your producer told me to stay on track. So JLP, I love you.
Okay. But what's your question about your family?
I was raised right, both sides, in the church. And you asked me, why do I think that I was raised right?
Yeah, but forget about that. I want to get to, because of time... I want to get to why you call, and you got a call about your family originally.
Yeah, I mean, I said originally that during COVID, they wanted me to take this shot, and I felt a big divide starting this country with COVID. And they wanted me to take the jab to go to Thanksgiving. And I was like, I feel fine. I'm not going to take a drug from the government. And it created a big divide with friends and family and a lot of people. But my question more was, like, I'm intrigued that you said that, why do I think I was raised right? Because I was staged.
Hold on, buddy.
Yeah.
Derek, find out what he want, because now he's going to something else and the board is smoking. I want to get some, and ask him to be clear about, now you mentioned the shot and the originator of family. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jack. This is the house that Jack built, y'all. A first-time caller out of Denver, Colorado. Jack, you are on the air.
Howdy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jesse. I do have a question, and okay. It's a solid question, I hope.
Okay.
So I was served divorce papers via email, but they want me to, you know, my wife wants to divorce me. I don't believe in divorce. I don't think I think all things are possible through God. So reconciliation was what I wanted to do. Anyways, in the divorce, there's on the table is still spousal support, and that's on her end. On my end, I can also ask for spousal support. In the meantime, I mean, since we've been separated, which has been a long time, since like almost 11 years now.
You've been separated from your wife for 11 years?
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
And I thought, you know, maybe we'd sow our oats and then come back together, you know, sow our wild oats and then come back together. And maybe because I thought we got married way too young, maybe, and we had one kid before wedlock, and then we had four more afterwards. Anyways, my question is, should I lawyer up and pursue a spousal support? During the time of our separation and when I separated, like I was super baited. I was a stay-at-home dad, and so I didn't have a job, and so I had to start from scratch. And I never really – in the meantime, before that, I lost my car and my driving privileges and things like that, and kind of started straight from scratch, nothing to my name. And still to this day, I'm kind of like living on a shoestring. And she became a doctor in the meantime. And she's pretty wealthy now, and our wealth gap is pretty different. Or we have a wide wealth gap, and so I just want to know, and you know, and I feel like just seeing that on the that she wants that spousal support is on the paperwork. I was just thinking, you know, it kind of made me uncomfortable. Like women like to make men uncomfortable, kind of made me uncomfortable, and I was like, well, is she gonna kick me while I'm down? Or should I just sign whatever and just be a doormat?
You do what you want, of course, but if you stay home and pretend to be the mother and the wife and all that, and you raise the children, and she want to leave, absolutely, she should pay you spousal support, without a doubt.
Word?
Absolutely.
I thought you were going to say something different. I thought you were going to say just let her go.
If she was okay. On the other foot, they'll make you pay spousal support. But if you played mama and raised the children, absolutely, she should pay you the top dollar spousal support. Hold on a minute. 888, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment, folks. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Shout outs. I do shout outs for you. Amazing shout outs. Whatever the occasion is. Birthday, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, and happy Valentine's, even though it's gone now. Whatever the shout out, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Amazing. Don't forget to like the videos. Like the video and check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now, and it is good. And every dime that you spend on coffee goes back to helping us to help others get this work done here. And I appreciate it. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? And I do appreciate it. Thank you for your support. Amazing. Let me go back to Jack. And Jack is going, his wife filed for a divorce, according to Jack. And he stayed at home, quote-unquote, mom. He raised the children. Should he get spousal support? Hey, Jack.
Yes.
According to the law, the spousal support is for the man or the woman that stay home and raise the children. So absolutely, get every penny that she owe you for spousal support.
All right. Well, that's encouraging. I appreciate that. I really do.
Why did you have doubt about it?
Because I just, you know, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We've been separated for 16 years. All our kids are adults now. And I thought, you know, maybe a clean cut would be better.
It will be a clean cut. You're getting spousal support. That's on the books. And it's for the man or the woman who stay home and raise the children. So absolutely.
Okay.
Have you become a lawyer? As she stayed home and raised the children, they'll be going after you like 90 going north.
Oh, yeah.
But just don't be angry. Leave out the anger, and you'll deal with this perfectly.
Yes, sir. I'm doing the silent prayer every morning, every night. I'm on it. I'm trying to be peaceful.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I wish you well. But do what you want, of course. The final decision is yours, but I highly recommend that you do get spouse's support.
Okay, great. Can I answer the BQ?
Why does violence happen?
I believe it's a simple misunderstanding.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Very interesting, though.
Thank you very much, sir.
I wish
you well. Keep up what you're doing. Really appreciate you. Love all you guys over there.
Thank you, man. I wish you well with this situation, but stay present. And, yes, get spousal support.
Thank you very much.
And appreciate you can make her pay your court costs and everything because you stay home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Riley, a first-time caller out of Kansas City. Riley, you are on the air.
Yes, how's it going?
All is well, Riley.
I just had a quick question for you. Mine's brief.
Okay.
I noticed this about, I want to say, 15 years ago on my journey. My question is, why is the predominantly left-leaning blue side of the aisle so predominantly anti-male and focused on emasculating men at all facets of the game?
Because they're sons of God. And the devil hates the sons of God. He hates God. He hates the sons of God. So he is attacking the sons of God. And so he's working through other men and women to attack the sons of God. That's the only reason.
Interesting. I just always remember when I followed politics, it was always about whether or not, you know, who's going to put funding here, how are we going to save the economy? And I just found it weird that the left is so obsessed with gender.
But as quiet as it kept, the right, so-called right, don't like men either. Because they are sons of God. You don't hear women on the so-called right, for the most part, not all, defending men. They don't want men to play in women's sport, but they want women to play in men's sport. They want women to be politicians and in the military, and they want men to stay home and be a woman while the lady go and pretend she's a man. And the right, including the Christian right, they're not for men either. For the same reason, they hate men.
So what are you suggesting to navigate this obvious cultural thing that's going on?
That you overcome the world so you can see how to deal with the world perfectly. Because it's a spiritual thing. It's not physical.
Right. Well, thank you, sir. I was just curious. I've noticed it. Just the whole Trump thing, him getting elected, it just seems our entire country is just built on making, I know this is going to sound weird, but making guys feel terrible.
Well, if you're not of the world, they can't make you feel anything.
Okay.
So overcome the world and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Let me try Toussaint out of Oregon one more time here. Toussaint.
Hey.
Let's try it again. I can. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to give you a pointed question.
Okay.
So if people have done actual harm to you, actual harm, like stealing, maligning your name, I'm working on perfect peace.
Okay.
Doing actual things that are against the law and, you know, these sort of things, like a lot of bad. I get pissed daily when I think about it, you know?
And don't say the P word because kids are listening.
Well, I get upset.
Okay.
When I think about the wrong that has been done by people I was close with.
Yeah. And your question about that is what?
I want perfect peace. I want to let go of anger.
When you forgive them and then move and stay away from them, and you'll be fine. But do not hold any anger toward them. There's never, ever, ever a reason to be angry about anything. Anger is evil, and it will play on your mind day and night. Even though the situation is not happening, it will play on your mind, and you will feel like it's still happening, and it's not. So forgive them and go live your life. Yeah. Stay away from them.
Hey, JLP, I want to tell you, before I got hit to you, God bless Tom Segura, but before I got hit to you, I hike, you know, that's where I get my peace. I was up there, I was really angry. Like, I had dark thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was hiking, I was up there, and I sat down on a log. I said, that's a demon. It's a demon invading my mind to make me want to do something bad to people who have stolen and done wrong for me. I wanted to do worse.
Right.
And I still have that feeling sometimes.
But it's just a thought, and it's not your thought that's evil. Because you're angry, evil is playing in your mind and giving you the emotion of anger, and it will make you do things that you'll regret later. Forgive them. Just forgive them. They know not what they do, in the same way that you didn't understand that you should not be angry. And you've been in, you've done things that you regret because you were, could not see. So forgive them, let it go, and you will be fine. You will have an amazing life. But you got to forgive and not hold any grudges against anyone.
So for daily practice, though, JLP, how do I do that?
By
I feel like I have a week that's going good, and then I beat myself up with booze. I drink and these things.
Right. And so when you
daily practice, how do I just let it go? Like, we're talking thousands of dollars and these sort of things, and I could prosecute them and these sort of things. And but I know there's so much more for me after that, but I still pisses me off, or upsets me.
The way you live it and not be ticked off anymore, you got to let the thoughts pass. You believe in the thoughts. So daily, I want to encourage you to practice keeping your mind right where you are. Always know where you are and what you're doing. And then do the silent prayer. Have you tried, you heard about the silent prayer yet?
JLP, I follow you. I'm on your stuff. I'm going to subscribe and pay you. But
well, do the silent prayer and stay present. And not.
What's the silent prayer?
RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. When you do the silent prayer, and if you stay with it, it's going to separate the real you from the fake you. You are not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You are not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your past. You're not your future or anything. So you got to stay away from the thoughts by being aware of them, but don't call them you.
JLP, you're amazing.
Oh, amazing. So I wanted to encourage you.
I want to get in your fellowship. I'm going to do everything with you, JLP.
Okay. Well, do this right now. I promise you, and it's not because I'm going to do it, but the Spirit of Truth will do it. If you stay present and don't do anything that the thoughts tell you to do, you will be free, and you will have an amazing life. It will be mind-blowing.
If I stay here now.
Yeah, stay present. When those thoughts come, just be aware that they're trying to talk to you and make you think about the past or make you think about the future and all that kind of mess.
Well, what about the thought that wants me to eat?
Well, that's a practical thought.
Okay.
You feed the body, you take care of the body, but you don't live by the body.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
But what about the thought that wants me to have shelter?
Same thing. Those are practical thoughts. You don't want to be in those psychological, emotional thoughts.
Those thoughts are evil. But as far as what you're going to eat, do I put gas in your car and all that, God gave you the ability to take care of yourself on earth, but you don't live by those thoughts, because once you finish eating, you don't need to think about eating anymore. But I'm talking about the emotional thoughts, all right?
Consider the sparrow, right?
I'm sorry?
Consider the sparrow?
I don't know what that means.
Jesus said, consider the sparrow.
Oh, yeah, he'll take care of you practically and spiritually if you let him, all right?
Thank you, JLP, man. I love you, buddy.
All right, let me know how it goes. Do the prayer, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I got to get off this alcohol.
Yeah, and you will when you stop being mad.
Yeah, I'm angry.
Yeah, once you drop the anger, you're going to drop the alcohol. You're only drinking the alcohol because you have conflict from the anger, and you're trying to make yourself feel better. So don't make it a big deal, and it'll fall away.
Well, what if you got beat to a pulp your whole life?
You still forgive. Don't be angry.
Yeah.
All right.
But JLP, hold on.
Okay.
What if this ain't my? I got to be like a normal black kid in the 80s, right?
Right.
But what if you got molested? That never happened in my family. We don't have none of that. So I ain't saying none of that.
You still forgive.
What if that happened?
You still forgive. And if that didn't happen, don't do any what ifs. You just deal with reality and you'll be fine, all right?
Okay. Yeah, don't deal with what ifs. But
right.
I ain't JLP.
All right.
I
got to run because of time, but call me again after you do the silent prayer.
Okay, JLP, I got you.
All right,
I like you.
Okay.
You're the best.
Bye.
Amazing.
888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Pastor Chatelet with a crazy finger gorilla plant brick trick ticket trunks top South Africa devil prayer. Whale bread, Hindu ski trumpet, return Bulgaria. Emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
Keep him pithy.
Keep him pithy.
But since he's very supportive, I had to read it.
Yeah.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Yes, Jesus saw that we are all free. He came to show us.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you. We talked about that yesterday in fellowship, is that Christ never saw us as individual. I mean, as divided people. He saw us as one, as a whole. And so he saw everybody in the same way he saw himself. And that's why he said we were his brothers and sisters, because he knew that divided person wasn't them, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. They didn't know that, and so they were divided. But once you see that you're not your thoughts, you're not the anger, you're not the emotion and all that, you will become whole. And you're going to see everyone in the same manner. Amazing. Thank you.
Housewife, 5 coffees. Jesse, all thoughts being all lies all the time is so true.
Yeah.
I even came across it in the Word yesterday. Genesis 6:5 states that the Lord observed the immense wickedness of humanity on earth, noting that every intention and inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. Amazing.
Amazing. I rest my case.
Nice verse.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
C-Bill, 3 coffees, referring to a caller. Bella is all in her feelings and emotions, !! The truth will trigger the demons within you, Bella. Beta female, scrunched laughing face, ha-ha.
I don't know what Bella was trying to do tonight. Amazing. Thank you, but I wish her well.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Jamie says, I like big something, and I cannot lie, emoji. Something emoji.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Bella is angry and patronizing. She's using a lot of words, but she's not saying like she wants people to read her mind. This is why black men run away from black women. Such a defensive spirit, even with the father there. How sad.
Yeah, such a sad way. Don't patronize. Because I can't make you love me if you don't. I can't make your heart feel Something it won't. Amazing. Don't patronize. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn, for sparking that one. Chris bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Why does violence happen?
Man, this is an easy one. Thoughts lead to violence. Thoughts lead to feelings, and feelings lead to actions. Catch that first thought, and everything will be okie dokie.
Amazing. Thank you, and I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Moses Props, 5754. Amazing show today, getting me through my long truck drive. Amazing team you have, Jesse. 100 salute.
I have the best team on this side of heaven. Thank you, and I appreciate that.
That is a fact, Jack.
Yep, yep.
And only love matters. Carrot, farmer girl, smile. Happy Valentine's Day to every man in the universe. Heart, sparkle heart, love. I love all y'all. Stars.
Right on. Happy Valentine's. Thank you.
And another from Moses Props. No message.
Thank you, Moses Prop.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. But I appreciate the support. Let me go back. Let me go to AJ, a first-time call out of Virginia. AJ, you are on the air. AJ.
I'm here. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
I can now.
All right. Let me get you off a speaker. 1 second.
Amazing.
Perfect. All right. I don't even know where to start. So, calling about, I had a couple of questions, actually. So, I have forgiven my mother and my father as well.
Okay. You went to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. And this is about probably a couple of years ago. And since then, I've been doing the silent prayer. But briefly, I haven't. And I just realized how much the thoughts are... I don't know if it's because I'm aware of it now, but the thoughts are like insanely increased, you know? I recognize I'm dreaming while I'm sleeping, you know, which keeps me up, of course. I can't sleep well.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I recognize that I'm in my thoughts throughout the day, which distracts me. It's like 10 times more than it was before, you know, I was praying. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I guess you're probably going to just tell me to get back into the silent prayer, right?
How you know what I'm going to say? What the? You're in thoughts.
Probably. But
I don't even know what your question is yet. So how do you know what I'm going to say?
Well, yes, that is the question would be, Should I just get back into doing the silent prayer?
Hold for a moment. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Sure, okay. Sure.
Hold on. One more hour to go. This hour's come and gone as well. 888-77, Jesse. The hate news is coming now. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
some serious mess going on in this here old world, or am I right? And I am right. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and you all ought to love the females. It's Monday, the 16th of February, AD 2026. And speaking of females, it's the Women's Forum this week. This week will be the third Thursday of the month, the 19th of February, 2026 AD. So join us, ladies, not me, but join your fellow ladies and JLP for the Women's Forum. Not recorded, not streamed, not online, okay? Come in person only. People come in from all over the country and the world for the men's forums and or women's forums. I heard one gal's going to be on a flight this coming Thursday to join the women's forum. And many people stay through Sunday to come to church after that. Very cool. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about the Trump administration planning their first meeting of the Board of Peace, B-O-A-R-D, of peace, this Thursday in Washington. And if Trump is involved, it probably will not be B-O-R-E-D about peace. Washington, D.C., probably that is, as the multinational organization tasked with resolving global conflicts faces lingering questions about its broader mission. The board is chaired by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump himself. Originally pitched as a limited body tasked with overseeing the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip, that's over in Palestine, Israel area, which was devastated by the Israel-Hamas war. However, according to a draft of its charter, its mission has since expanded to address conflicts nationwide because Trump is bringing peace on earth, goodwill towards men, just like his brother Jesus. On Sunday, Trump said the board will unveil a $5 billion, with a B, dollar pledge for Gaza's reconstruction, and that member states, quote, have committed thousands of personnel, unquote, to bolster security in the enclave. Nice. And severe weather, multiple storm systems set to slam into the Pacific coast this week. It was already getting cold yesterday, chilly. As in, bringing heavy rain and potential flooding as they push inland. These storms, multiple storm systems, winter weather alerts are in effect in parts of California, Nevada, not to be confused with Nevada, it's Nevada, Oregon, ahead of two systems expected in the coming days. Meanwhile, some scientists are raising concerns after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration, announced plans to remove a key supercomputer from the National Center for Atmospheric Research. That's one of the world's top weather and climate research centers. The administration says they view the center as a source of climate change alarmism, right? Which is not a good thing. You're scaring the kids. Even as researchers say that it benefits the American people by leading to more accurate forecasts of extreme weather events. Aircraft turbulence also, and more. And it's Lunar New Year, which is politically correct for a Chinese New Year. I call it Chinese New Year. We grew up calling it that. Millions around the world are preparing for the start of the Lunar New Year, says Commie Nonsense. On Tuesday, Chinese New Year is tomorrow. Exciting. Widely considered the most important holiday of the year. Oops, I spit. In China and in Chinese communities globally. Eat that, flat earthers. The 15-day spring festival kicks off on February 17th, this year in particular, and will usher in the Year of the Horse, part of the 12-year cycle represented by 12 animals. I don't know which year we're leaving, I forget. Families traditionally gather for a big reunion dinner on Chinese New Year's Eve, Lunar New Year's Eve, observed today, featuring dishes carefully chosen for their symbolic ties to good luck and prosperity. This is getting a little boring, so bear with me. China estimates a record 9.5 billion, with a B, trips will be made by plane, train, and car, automobile, during the 40-day travel rush, 6% increase from last year. I'm James Hayden.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. You got to go work out. You got to go to the cotton field. You got to go and mess with ice. You got to take your children to a public school social camp so they can destroy their children because you don't feel like raising them at home. You still can podcast the show and listen on your phone as you're doing whatever it is you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And happy President's Day, by the way. Happy President's Day. It's amazing. It is also amazing that it is Monday. And we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go quickly back to AJ, a first-time caller out of Virginia. AJ, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. So the question was, should I go back? Well, I think I know the answer already, but should I go back to doing the silent prayer?
How else will you be present so with the truth so the truth can help you if you don't stay present?
That's a question, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
By going back to the silent prayer. Yeah.
Why did you stop doing it?
To be honest, just the thoughts, you know? Yeah. There's no other reason.
Yeah, go back
I'll
to
do it.
It
later. Okay.
The last thing that the thoughts want, which are not your own, they are evil, and they hate God, and they hate the fact that you may find God, and so they're doing everything they can to talk you out of being still and allow the truth to catch up with you to destroy the darkness. They tremble at that idea. So they're going to do everything they can. Oh, you don't have time today. Oh, you're tired. You've done it enough. You know, it's not working. Where is God now? Why is it so hard? God is not going to have anything to bring you back into the illusion of time, into past or future.
Okay. While I'm doing the silent prayer, I've noticed in the past where I constantly have to bring myself out of a thought while I'm doing the prayer. Am I still doing it right?
When you say bring yourself out, what do you mean?
Meaning like I realize, oh, shoot, I'm in a thought.
But you have to do is realize, don't do anything about it.
Okay.
You can't bring yourself out of the thought only because it's a spirit, and it's a dark spirit, and only the light can bring you out. You just realize you're in the thought, but do nothing about it.
Got you. You're just realizing you're in the thought and just allow it to, don't do nothing.
Because when you can see that you're in the thought, you're separated from it, and the light will destroy the darkness, the thoughts.
So when I'm coming out of the thought by force, that means that I'm actually not doing it right.
Right. Okay. You're playing God. You think you can do something to help yourself, and you can't.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Another question. Okay. I have a 5-year-old son. I want to have him do the prayer as well. Is that something you recommend?
And why do you want him to do it?
I can see that he's angry. I can see that he gets into his anger. I can see when anger controls him. I can see that he gets angry. I calm him down most of the time by just giving him a hug and telling him, you know, it's okay, et cetera. But I can see that. And then I've also gotten reports from school that he's, you know, doing certain things to other kids, you know, when he's angry, like hitting, et cetera. So when I question him when he's home, it's amazing. But he told me, I asked him, why are you doing these things? You know, and eventually he tells me my brain is telling me to do this.
Yeah, that's the spirit in the mind. Are you married?
I am.
And so do you tell your son to forgive his mother for doing that? And do you correct the mother?
I took your advice. I also correct her in front of him.
Good.
But I also tell him to, you know, don't be angry with your mom.
Right.
Let it go.
Good. Well, you can ask him if he want to do it, but don't force the silent prayer on him. The best way to do it is to you work on yourself. So when he see you, he's going to see perfect love in you. And and especially if you're correcting the mother and you're telling your son to speak up but don't be angry, he'll be fine. But if he wanted to do the silent prayer, let him do it because he wants to do it, not because you force it on him at all.
Mm. So don't have him sit down with me if he does not want to do it.
Not if you, if let's say you invite him, you want to pray with dad. And if he say yes, that's fine. And if he says no, that's fine.
Got you. What if I say, hey, let's go pray? If he says okay, if he says okay, I'm wording it differently than you are. I'm not asking. I'm saying let's go. Is that something I should ask versus telling him let's do it? Do this?
As long as you're not forcing it on him.
Okay. Okay. Got you. If he doesn't want to do it, let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your wife, when you correct your wife and tell her to back off of him, what does she say?
She gets angry and blames him, you know. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. I was like, that's not the point. He's 5 and you're an adult. But she pushes back. And I can see his anger is coming. Well, I'm not going to say I'm completely innocent, but I can see most of his anger is coming from his mom. She 100%. Hasn't done.
He's becoming like his mother already.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I can see that, and the both of them crash, meaning he doesn't listen to her. He's angry with her.
Yeah.
You know, You know, he listens to me, you know. He's the opposite with me, you know.
Well, the innocent in him cannot handle the evil in her. So she's destroying the light. She's imposing her evil will on him, and she is turning him away from you and God.
Wow. So even that I'm home and correcting her at times when I'm home, still she could push him away from me.
Because there's no telling how she's treating him when you're not around. That's why when you get home, you should ask him, how did his mother treat him? Was she patient? Did she yell at him and hear what he has to say and then correct her?
Okay. Okay.
And then ask him in front of her so that she could see that, hopefully she would see what she's doing to him, how evil that is.
Okay. And ask him how, okay, in front of her, so he can actually explain what's happening. Then she can also see, well, she's not always going to see, but she can hopefully see that where she's wrong. That's what you're saying,
but
right?
She may not see it at all because she may not want to be right. She may not want truth. She may love her misery. So don't have a way to see if she does find, that's on her. But at least your son would know that his father loved him, and his father is protecting him from her, from the mother.
Okay.
But don't do it with anger. And when you correct the mother, you do it with perfect love, not anger.
And when you say anger, that's another question I had. I don't believe I'm angry, but if my voice is loud, would you consider that being angry?
Not if you're not angry. You can tell when you're angry or not by being aware of it. If you're not angry, the loud voice is fine as long as you're not angry.
Meaning if I'm conscious.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And I've noticed too, you know, and I'm not sure if this is a natural thing, but, you know, I'm not holding anything against anyone.
Right on.
You know, but I don't think I'm even trying not to.
Right on.
Is that okay?
Because so, of ourselves, we can do nothing. So you should not try not to hold anything. If you walk with God, you're not going to hold anything against anyone because you're going to have understanding. And in understanding, it's impossible to hold anything against anyone for any reason.
Gotcha. Okay, I mean, I have more questions, but I think I'll have to call you back in another time because I don't remember them.
Are you patient with your son at all times?
90% of the time. Sometimes I get into my thoughts and lose patience. Then I correct myself and tell him that I'm sorry. Is that something I should do?
Yeah, but don't keep getting angry and then apologize, because after a while he's not going to believe the apology.
Understood.
If you're truly sorry about being angry, you should never get angry again.
Understood.
Because people say they're sorry, they don't really mean it. They just want to say I'm sorry so they can keep you around to destroy you at another time.
Okay. And I usually, you know, if I do apologize, but I usually ask him if I angered him or if I hurt him in any way. And go ahead.
Would you stay away from anger?
Okay. Yes, 100%. I mean, and the best way to stay away from anger is to be present.
Yes. And don't call the thoughts when the devil tries to tempt you to be angry. And if you don't catch that thought and you feel it, don't call it you. Just be aware that you're in a thought and the spirit of truth will take it away from you.
Okay. And when I'm correcting my son, or talking to my son, sometimes I tend to talk for a while.
Don't do that.
Is that okay? Okay, just be straight up and simple.
Yeah, the fewer words you have, the better off it is. You want to be slow to speak and quick to hear, because he get enough words already from his mama all day long.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate it. You've been helping me for a very long time. First time caller, but been listening pretty much every day.
Well, you stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, and become the watcher. Stay present and become the watcher. And I'm telling you, it just ain't going to change your heart. Ain't going to change. You're going to forget about time, and you're just going to live an eternal life, which is right here, right now, all the time.
Perfect. One more question, Ashley. When I'm not doing the prayer, but when I'm just doing my daily chores and work, if I catch myself in a thought, just be aware that I'm in a thought, but not bring myself out of the thought.
Right. Correct? Right.
Okay.
You just want to be aware of it. Just be aware. Go about your day. Continue to do your work. Have your meals, and just be aware, and the awareness is doing the work for you. Because it's spiritual, there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. And then the last thing, when is your next men forum? Is it sometime March 5th?
It's the first Thursday. The first Thursday of every month at 7 p.m.
Okay. How can I confirm that? Would I have to talk to someone in your office? Or
if you want, let's say you want to come to it and you're traveling, before you buy your ticket, you can call the office and they'll confirm that we are having it.
Got you. Not this number, but the office number.
Right. 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you again, Jesse, and I appreciate it. And that's it.
Stay with it, all right?
All right, sir.
Okay. Amazing. Right. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Did you hear that somebody by the name of Cardi B? Cardi B? I think it's Cardi. I'm not sure. Cardi B. This is from The Independent. Somebody by the name of Cardi B declared that immigration and ICE enforcement agents are not welcome on her U.S. tour. Watch this from YouTube.
If ICE come in here, we're going to joke their ass. I got some bear mace in the back. They took my fans. Let's go. If ICE come in here, we're going to joke their ass. I got some bear mace in the back.
Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Look how things are going out of control because you're listening to the woman. And I've noticed that it appears to be more and more women behind this ICE thing. And God have mercy on the men who are following these women right into hell. She's supposed to be there entertaining all who want to hear her entertain, but she's been political. What a mess. KNBC is reporting that a woman was trying to set fire to a South Kansas City warehouse on Thursday, the same site that had been proposed as a possible immigration detention center. Watch this from Google AI and KMBC9.
There it goes.
Call 911. I'm on hold.
911.
Yeah, hey, we've got a woman here that's trying to set a warehouse on fire, the one that was supposed to be an ICE contention facility.
She has. There is
she
fire.
She has set it on fire. 140 live stream in Botts Road. She's put some accelerant on there. She's like, she's still there. She's lit it. It's right by some 149th and Botts. Yeah, the cops need to arrest her. She's a white woman. She's wearing a tank top. I'm a TV news reporter. I'm actually looking at her right now.
How did the TV news news reporter happen to be there at the time that that was happening? What a mess, huh? Every time you listen to the, see what happens when you leave the woman to herself? She goes out of control. And not that you are responsible for the woman. She is responsible for her own spiritual life. But you got to be honest with them, with love, not with anger. And we showed this last week, too, but we got a bigger video of it. So, but it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth, living inside of human being. Human nature is pure evil. Either you got to allow the lion to eat you, or you got to eat the lion. You decide. Either you got to allow the lion to eat you, or you got to eat the lion. Your decision. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. And human beings are evil. What you going to do? Are you going to allow the lion to eat you? Or are you going to eat the lion? Which one? Really, I want to know. You have a choice. 888-7753-773. Some of you might be aware of this from Fox News. A Chicago teacher who was forced to resign from his position over his Facebook post saying, "Go ICE," is speaking out about the emotional and financial toll he has suffered as a result. So he said, "Go ICE," according to the report on his Facebook post. And this
that's him right there.
That's a teacher.
Yeah, teacher speaks after losing job over two-word Facebook post supporting ICE. Calls it devastating.
Amazing. And this man was fired, but this Chicago teacher, Morgan, the death of Charlie Kirk, you may remember that. So this man is suffering financial and emotional stress because of what he posted on his Facebook page as a teacher. But this man was fired. But this Chicago, this teacher marking the death of Charlie Kirk at an ICE anti-ICE protest still has her job. Watch this from Fox 32, Chicago.
Hey! You ever heard of Ozempic, you fat ass? Hey!
That's a teacher.
You ever heard of Ozempic, you fat ass? Hey! You ever heard of Ozempic, you fat ass?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller, Jerome, out of California. Jerome, you are on the air. I mean, my bad, Jeremy.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
All is well.
Oh, okay. Do you mind if I call you Jesse, or you go by?
Jesse.
Oh, okay. So my question was, how do you feel about the comparison of Trump to Hitler?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah. Do you think it's true?
Well, I feel nothing about it because I understand how evil operates. And then I know that the president, the Great White Hope, is doing an amazing job to make America great again. And the children of the lie hate that. And so you can expect that's what the devil children do. They attack to try to stop you. Thank God that Donald Trump understand not to, that it's the children of the lie and they have no power. So I don't feel anything about it at all because that's what the devil does.
Okay, okay. You don't
feel
like his rhetoric is
about it?
Well, that's probably a poor choice of words to say, Phil, but...
But I know what you mean when you ask that. But what do you think about it when they call him, compare him to Hitler?
Well, I guess the question would be, who is he going after and why? And I do, a lot of people say he's not Christian, but I see a lot of Christianity. You know, I think he was the first one to, I think it was Jerusalem he announced it as a capital. He like speaks up on him. So I don't think a person that is satanic would speak up Jesus, you know?
And so are you okay with the name calling?
Oh, I mean, I think it's a lot with celebrities. The more famous you get, the more people try to attack you.
Yeah. And so are you okay with the name calling for the Great White Hope?
I mean, it's not about being okay. I think it's just it comes with it. You know, I don't think you can avoid it.
Does it bother you at all that they attack him in that way?
I think it comes with it. Like, people attack me. I could say it bothers me, but, I mean, you have to defend yourself, I guess. It's a part of life.
And what do you mean? So let me ask, are you bothered about them comparing the Great White Hope to Hitler?
I hate to say this, but I think a lot of the ideology of Hitler is kind of already integrated in the U.S.
Are you bothered by it at all?
Not really.
Are you or not?
No.
And are you bothered when people attack you?
I usually when people attack me, I think maybe if I did something wrong, I think about it first. And I try to figure it out, talk to them first. And then if the situation continues and then it goes to other matters, you know?
Are you bothered when people attack you?
It bothers my day.
Does it bother you?
Oh, I would say yeah.
And why?
Because there's days where I'm having a beautiful, blissful day, and then there's somebody else who hates life, who hates to see somebody else smile, and then they attack.
But why are you bothered by someone else's misery?
Because when other people attack you that aren't happy, they try to like trip you up.
And who
are
you?
Happiness.
Who are you?
Human?
No, not what are you. Who are you?
I don't know what that means.
When you say they attack you, who are you that's being attacked?
Somebody who just worries about themselves.
But who are you? Who is
I don't know how to answer that.
Who is the self that you're worried about?
I'm not really too worried.
Hold on, Jerome. 888-77-JESSE. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. It is Monday, Female Monday, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. James Hake, the guy with the good hair, on fire from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, operating from the energy of God, from 11 to 3, I mean to 1 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And the latest form this Thursday night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 7 p.m. Let me go quickly back to Jerome, a first-time caller out of California. Jeremy, I keep saying Jerome. You black. Jeremy.
No, it's, yes. It's okay. Jerome, it's all right.
My bad.
No, that's cool.
When you say you are being attacked, who is being attacked? Who are you?
Oh, no. The people who ever try to attack me, I got even with them. Yeah, it's no longer, that doesn't, you know, it happens in life,
But who are you?
Other than human? I'm Christian?
Who are you?
I don't know how to answer that.
But how do you know you're being attacked then?
It's just little things, you know, people will try, people will try to mess with you and then you have to, stand up for yourself, little things like that.
I know, but if you don't know who you are, how do you know you are being attacked?
Okay, so, if somebody tries to, for example, take your food away from you or your groceries, I find that as a form of attack.
Oh.
You know?
Do you get angry?
It depends. If they need the food, I'll probably help them out.
Why?
You know, I don't really get angry first.
Do you get angry at all?
I mean, if it gets to that point, but I think it's like a...
what's the purpose of getting angry?
I think if it comes to that point, I think we have to tap into another source of energy.
What's the purpose of getting angry?
Survival.
What do you mean?
Sometimes to survive, you have to get angry.
Why?
And become a little animalistic.
Amazing. Well, I got to run because of time, but as
far
as people calling the Great White Hope Hitler, it doesn't bother me at all, and it doesn't bother him either.
Yeah, he's an amazing president. He's amazing.
He is. Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
You have a wonderful day, brother.
You too. Bye now.
Jesus loves you.
Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mark out of Florida. Mark, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this well, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just following up on...
speak a little bit right into your phone, Mark. Up a little bit.
Okay, hold on. How's that?
That's better.
It should be. So, I do the, I guess I'm getting nervous.
Right now?
Yeah.
And how do you know?
How do I know? Yeah. When my heart starts beating. That's happened before when I called you. It was the same thing.
Amazing.
And then, yeah. And then so I feel like I should say, well, I'm embarrassed. And then I know you're going to ask me, like, well, who's embarrassed? I already know the answers. Yeah. So, so anyway, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. So it's just a struggle to figure out, like, am I staying present, do the silent prayer? And everything is a struggle. It's just, it's never really been, like, I forgave my mom and dad about a year ago now. And I watched the show, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours a day or something. You know, I'd say I'm working on myself. But most days, I don't feel like I'm going to make it. You know, I think that's a question you wanted to ask on Friday. And then I was trying to figure out what does it mean to not make it. And I guess just to have a clear, I guess for me, making it or being present or being one with God or one with myself or just be having a clear, just having a clear mind. And so it seems like it's impossible because, I don't know, there's too many thoughts that are just challenging.
And so your question for me is what?
Well, if I ask you, what's it mean to be present? There's like 100 questions. So if I ask you one day, like, if how to, what does it mean to be present? And you tell me, or I watch the show and it's over and over, and I still don't get it, then I don't know. What do I do? Being present is just, you're not all lost in your thoughts, right?
And so your question for me is what?
Oh, I don't know. Well, just one question for today, then. Why is it such a struggle to do the silent prayer? I mean, I think I know, but why is it such a struggle? I mean, I can't see thoughts.
You know. You cannot see thoughts?
No. I mean, I can.
So what are you struggling against, then? When you say you're struggling, what are you struggling with or against?
When I sit down and I get quiet, I mean, my brain's always going. And then I felt like it should be quiet. And then I tried to force myself to make the thoughts be quiet. And that doesn't think, I don't think that was really what I was supposed to do.
So I don't quite understand the question you have for me.
It's such a struggle to do the silent prayer or, you know, I don't really feel peaceful. It's just like, it's just, when I first started doing it, you know, it was just like thought after thought after thought after thought. And I thought my brain was just supposed to be quiet. So I figured, I just told myself, well, sooner or later, they'll calm down. And then just, I kept making that time. So sometimes I feel guilty, like, well, I didn't do the silent prayer, or I didn't do it right, or something like that. And so I just told myself all these different things that I've got questions about. Sooner or later, it'll be clear. So what am I doing wrong? Okay, so my question is, what am I doing wrong about the...
You're talking to the devil. You're talking to yourself. Crazy people talk to themselves. Why are you talking to the devil? Why don't you just watch those thoughts and stop communicating with the devil at all?
I recognize that. I guess it's just a habit. That's a lifelong habit.
So why don't you stop? All you do is stop and just be aware and do nothing about it and let the truth take over.
And the purpose of doing the silent prayer is so you will become aware of the thoughts and not call them you and do nothing about them and they'll pass. And when you're aware of those thoughts, you're separated from them. But all your life, you've been one with them, thinking that it was you. Now you're being separated from them, but you're still calling them you.
What does the thoughts tell me? Oh, this is what you've got anger, and this is what you should, you know, tell Jesse about, or you should call into Hake's show. You know, I hate to say if it's a good thought, but I mean, it seems like I guess if I have something that I really thought was good, should I just write it down? And so what I try to do is I recognize that it's just a bunch of stuff going on in my head. And then I'll try not to engage with it. And I'll tell myself, Mark, just forget about it. just keep doing that over and over.
No, you can just say, I see those thoughts. I hear those thoughts. I see those thoughts. I feel the emotion, but it's not me. It's in my body, but it's not me. I'm not my body. I'm not the thoughts. If you need to remind yourself of that, you can do that. Eventually, you won't have to do that anymore. But if you need to just remind, I see the thought, but I'm not my thought. And don't argue with the thoughts. Don't do anything about it, but be aware of it, of them.
Okay. And then what I do, I guess my fear is, I don't know if I have it or not, but, well, I'll just be kind of wandering around, not really doing it. I don't have to go to work or anything. It's just too much time on my hands that it's not. So I can do that.
You can do what?
What you just said, not engage with the thought.
Right.
But I'll just be walking around. I don't really have any, like, feel like I've got any purpose in life.
What do you mean?
I don't go to work or anything. And
why
it's
not?
Like, I'll be, well, I'm on a VA pension.
Oh.
So I try to go find work and just stay busy, but then it's a hit and miss. But if I was more busy, that would be nice. Because otherwise,
I'd be nicer. It'd be more busy.
Well,
why would that be nicer?
Like what we just talked about, I'll have to fight that all day long.
Beautiful.
I have to fight.
And you don't need to fight. Lay your weapon down and just be aware
that whatever is going on in my head, unless it's about going to work or fixing my car or something, even
right.
That.
And you don't live by that. You get up and do it, and once you fix your car, you're done with that. But it's those psychological, emotional thoughts that you need to be aware of and do nothing about them.
So what do I do when I have a stab, like a good feeling or a bad feeling?
Take the pain and don't call it you.
Okay.
Feel the pain.
What if I'm getting...
Stay in the
right.
pain, but don't call it you.
So that's typically what I do.
I'm sorry?
But now some days, that's normally that's just what I do.
Oh, okay.
I just put up with it or say I'm a doormat or I just say I'm going to go through hell. And then that's what I've been doing for like a year and a half. It's just like, I'll just go through hell. And then some days I'm in a horrible place, like,
beautiful.
I want a drink or something like that. And then that's like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
No, because if you're in a horrible, horrible fear or worry or whatever, relax in it and go all the way through hell, all the way up to Calvary, and you shall be made free, because you're not going to get to heaven unless you go through the hell.
What if I think I've already been... Well, I've been through a lot of hell. And then the hell subsided.
But if you think you've been there, if you think about it, you're back in thoughts again, because when you go through hell, there is no more thinking. It's just being.
I'm confused. Because I've been through, like, it was dark. I had a nightmare. I wanted to call you. A couple of weeks ago, I had this nightmare. It was like the devil really, like, it was this other person, but it was like it was trying to grab my heart and just kill me.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah, I mean, it was just like Satan was there. That's what he did, you know. And then, of course, I'm afraid. And then I was like, oh, I could go rent a room. I could leave my house or something, and I could get, you know, get away. And then I said, well, no, you just have to stay with it.
Yeah, because you can't get away. The hell is inside of you.
Well, that's what I told myself, and that's what I did. So I made sure that I did an extra silent prayer that night, the following night, and then it stopped. And then I was relieved because I did not run from it. So I've been through some hell and survived. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Why don't you go all the way through the hell? The greater the hell is, the sooner you will become free.
I feel like I've gone through a lot. I know that. I didn't really do anything because I don't have anybody to reach out to. So I didn't. I don't know. What am I saying? I felt like I have gone through that, and I didn't really reach out. I don't have anybody to reach out to. So there's no drugs or alcohol or anything. Yeah, when I started this, I thought, man, this is great. You know, I don't really like being alone. But then I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm alone. You know, there's no friend or this is like perfect to be miserable.
Yeah.
So, oh, man. I don't understand. I feel like I have been through hell.
And you have. But just relax and don't assume that it's over. Don't think, oh, it's over. Or don't think or assume that it's not over. You just stay present and let the light fight your battle for you.
Okay.
And when you say you you feel like you're not gonna make it, what do you mean by that?
Should be it. I should. Okay. So yeah, I should be at peace. Then I have. Yeah, I should be at. I can't believe I still get angry. I don't typically not angry, but then it's like I get irritated or irritable, or I read something about political stuff, and then it's like, I guess it's that small feeling where I'm angry, or how did
when
this
that
happen, say this?
When that happened, now I don't call it anger you. It's just a thought that you didn't catch, and it brought on a feeling that you call anger.
Okay, I didn't catch that thought. Okay.
Yeah.
That was stressing me out one day, too, because I was embarrassed. Like, I was like, I still don't know how to catch a thought, because they just come in.
But eventually, so now when you're in a thought, to come back to the present, know where you are, what you're doing, and you'll be fine. And because you're just going in and out because you've been living that way all your life, you've been reacting and carrying on, but now catch it, but don't judge it. Just realize, I'm emotional. I didn't catch the thought or whatever, and come back to present. But don't argue about it. Don't fight with it. Do nothing about it, and it'll be taken care of.
So if I see something on TV and then I get angry or some situation, you said that's unconsciousness.
That's all that it is, unconsciousness.
It's reverting back to the imagination.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to do something about it. And then I'm playing God and all that stuff. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Today, I'm glad I waited. I'm glad I asked. Okay. That's different. Okay. Cool. So it was a thought that came in real quick, and it was something new, it was
That's
something political. It caught me off guard.
Yes.
Should I be on guard?
Yes.
To not be angry or
thoughts,
drinking or whatever.
When you watch a little thought, you're on guard.
Okay.
When you stand present, you're on guard. You're like the lion waiting for the food to come by. He just sit there and wait and watch.
Okay. All right. Because something, the world's going to try to make me angry, or my mind is going to try to make me, I want to drink, or I don't know, whatever.
And your mind
is angry.
Not your own. That's evil.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I used to read the Bible a lot. And then one of the clips, you said that the Bible was the knowledge of good and evil, I think. I saw that last week.
Yeah, the Bible just tell you about good and evil, and it tell you where to find good. It tell you to look within. But most people read the words on the page, and they quote the words in their head, and they think they found it, and they have not.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was reading the Old Testament through real fast. Yeah. I was like speed reading it, and I was just sick. I was just miserable. And then, yeah, I was just absolutely miserable. And then I ran into your content. I met you online, you know, a few months later, and I was like, oh, that's why, you know, it's what you said the other day was something. The Bible was the knowledge of the good and evil,
right.
I think is what it was. And then it was like, that made sense. And I was like, oh, I got to call Jesse. I got to tell him, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I've got like a judger. Like I've got this inside of me that says, oh, this is right and this is wrong.
Well, so
and I don't know.
People have been taught to read the Bible and they've gone nuts with the Bible. And when God said too much reading is bad for the soul, it's weary. And yet the people read. They get up reading, they lay down reading. They read. And you can see that they're crazy, but they don't know it. Because crazy people don't know they're crazy, and they live in a crazy house.
Okay, one more question, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
So why do I recognize, so I was in church on and off for years, and I could see where, you know, I'm crazy or I have anger. I can see that, and I know that something's wrong.
Because you want the truth, that's why you can see it.
And other people, they can't.
Most people don't want, they want the word, they want Jesus, but they don't want the truth.
I think when you're miserable and then you start praising the Lord and you sing the hymns and the songs, it makes you feel better.
Right.
So
but
then go ahead.
No, finish your point.
It's like you're in an abusive relationship. You know, when you go into church, you're going to feel bad about yourself, and then you praise the Lord, it's going to make you feel better.
Yeah. And all it is still ego praising the ego. It has nothing to do with praising the Lord. They're praising Satan.
The ego is praising the ego.
Yes.
The ego is just self.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if I overeat too much or something like that, I'm feeding the ego. I didn't mean to make a
point. You are.
Okay.
Because you're trying to make yourself feel better, like drinking or anything. You're trying to make yourself feel better instead of feeling the pain and overcoming it. You use something to try to escape the pain.
Okay, so at night I eat too much.
Right.
Now, what's the difference in I wanted to get protein? I wanted nutrition.
Have to eat everything on the plate to get nutrition. What the?
Well, yeah, I go back.
Ain't that much nutrition
I go back
in the world.
I don't know. It tastes good. I mean, it's like, I don't really feel like I'm in pain. I feel like I'm just watching YouTube and I just eat. I don't know.
But, let me tell you, because of time, I got to run, but can you call me back tomorrow?
Yeah, this is great. This is awesome, man.
All right. Call me again.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Super, super.
Super chats.
Roy M. bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Don't blame Barack for saying that he relates to the brothers. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
That's right. Amazing.
Cassius Chatelet on Rumble. LOL Hank. And he shares a DHS GovX post on Twitter, formerly Twitter. As long as she doesn't drug and rob our agents, says Homeland Security on X, we'll consider that an improvement over her past behavior, referring to Cardi B jokingly threatening to jump ice at her concert.
What a mess. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer.
Caesar, biblical question answer.
Why does violence happen?
Demons, Jesse. Everybody got demons. Everybody but baby Jessica's daddy. Laughing with
That's
tears.
That's right.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Joaquin Roscoe, member 7 months.
Thank you.
To JLP and the greatest crew this side of heaven, good day from Germany. I'd like to ask.
Ask.
What does President Trump have to say today?
Let me check. What the?
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Amazing. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Joaquin Roscoe.
Right on.
Gregatron JLP is so funny. Because of time, do you have a question for me? No, Jesse, they don't have a question. They just want to talk to the great Black Hope.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Appreciate you for your support.
Everblazer, 9 months. Real men make boys first, and if you don't, you're a beta.
I rest my case.
Jesse Lee Peterson face.
There'll be a murder. Amazing.
Krevin, no message on Rumble.
Thank you. You got to know how to Rumble.
Brian R., I use this particular breathing practices with the silent prayer. 5 to 15 quick deep breaths, let out the air, hold, breathe in when it feels like time, not medical advice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Brian R.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. Let me shout out, of course, to the D-Live supporters, you guys. Very nice.
Thank you.
Kale says, in my opinion, all people can see they are wrong. They just don't want to admit it.
No, most people don't even see they're wrong. The devil cannot see that he's wrong. So most people don't see it, and they don't want to see it. If they wanted to see it, then they would see it. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. I am so out of time. I appreciate your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Men and women, ladies, you're responsible for your own salvation. No man can do anything about it. I don't care if you're a hubby, your daddy, your brother, your cousin, your drag queen brother, your transgender brother. No one can do anything about it. Same thing with the men. You got to get on this journey alone and drive it alone. Amazing. I'll be back tomorrow. The Hate Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back tomorrow. Call us. Call me later. I appreciate you. Australia and everywhere. Thank you all. Have a good day.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Thank you.